Blog Talk Radio.
To welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book called Angels of Fate is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Now, through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse. They have a funny sense of humor, and they're extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. So, like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. Please call the show on 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number for that free angel guidance is 646-716-6794. But before we do get to those callers, once again, welcome. Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. Thank you for listening in, whether you're listening in by computer, by phone, perhaps you're listening to the archive shows on the Blog Talk Radio site, and there are over 105 of them now of my weekly shows, or maybe you've downloaded the show for free from iTunes. Firstly, I've received such lovely comments from those Angel Healing House radio listeners who have now also become YouTube viewers, as the Posse of Angels really desire for me to regularly post my weekly videos on my Claire Candy Hoff YouTube channel. I'd love for you to type in Claire Candy Hoff, watch my videos, and if they resonate with you, please do share them with others. Also, each month, myself and my angelic family, we channel a newsletter that takes a look at the world from the higher perspective. This newsletter brings forth angelic messages on wonderful topics, which give us great insights on how to live life with clarity, passion, and joy. If you'd like to receive these inspirational and enlightening monthly angel newsletters, please either go to my website, which is www.angelhealinghouse.com, or you can send me a request along with your email address to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And while these messages are a general overview of everyone's lives, if you would like your own individual, in-depth, revealing channeled angel reading with me, either phone me after the show at Angel Healing House on 831-277-3716, or again, you can email me for more information on booking your own angel reading at Candy at Angel Healing House. Now, on this December 24th, I would like to wish all who are celebrating Christmas a wonderful holiday, and I'd like to wish everyone who are celebrating this holiday season and throughout the year, and may you realize joy in your heart, peace in your soul, and an overwhelming abundance, knowing that you are more protected, you're more guided and cherished by God and the angels, and the knowledge that you are loved for exactly who you are. Yeah, not for your achievements, not your income, not the car you drive, the designer tag you may choose to sport, but you are protected, guided, and cherished just for being you. You know, with the constant barrage of commercialism associated with the holidays and all the advertised scenes of happy families getting along with pictures of presents and overflowing tables laden with food, you know, it's no wonder, listeners, that many people get disheartened and they feel like they're missing out. In fact, a friend of mine, when asked what she thinks about this time of year, she replies, "Bah, humbug." Well, the Posse of Angels is saying that it is understandable how many people can become even more depressed at this time of year when one loses the focus of the true underlying concepts of this holiday season, which is peace on earth, joy to the world, and love and unity for all of us. And the Posse of Angels is saying that while they do not play favorites when it comes to helping humans, they certainly do turn up the volume when responding to those who are depressed to help them find their way out of the darkness and out of the depression and into the light. Yet the magical key to receiving help from our angels is to ask in the first place. You see, listeners, the Posse of Angels is telling us that most people do not ask for assistance. And if they do ask, they cut off and or greatly limit their ability to receive by controlling how their prayers are answered and by not being flexible to receive the way that God desires to answer our prayers for the greatest good of ourselves and the greatest good of all concerned. And the only way that the cooperative effort happens between us and our higher selves and to receive help from the angels is to be still enough, receptive, and open to just listen. In fact, we as humans do not realize that it truly is not in the doing that makes things happen, but it is being still and quiet enough to really hear the inspired words of God and the angels through our hearts telling us how and when to take action. The Posse of Angels is reminding us that they have no other agenda than to answer our heartfelt desires. Isn't that amazing? Yet, and a great deal of the time, they indeed create situations that are somehow so inexplicable that there is no other explanation for us than to accept that it is truly divine intervention. I experienced just such a case in point with a former client this past week, and a miraculous encounter for both of us. You know, I first met my client, Marty. Now, Marty is not his real name, but I met Marty when he came to sell me advertising for his in-house hotel magazine that he was selling advertising space for. Interrupting his selling spiel, which he was very good at, I said to him, "You know, you think you're here to sell me advertising, but you're actually here for something so much greater." I showed him my brochure, I explained to him my services, and I started to bring forth channeled messages for him. He was so hypnotized and mesmerized by what I was saying, he knew that he needed to book sessions with me. Well, our transformative sessions together helped him make extraordinary shifts forward, respect himself by letting go of dishonoring relationships in his life, and his life completely transformed. Since that time, my husband and I had become very good friends with Marty, and we kept in touch, but I hadn't heard from him for 10 months when this miraculous encounter happened. Unbeknown to me, he had been experiencing very deep depression in the last 10 months when his phone rang and a call came through from me. As my name showed up on his phone, he was in a hotel room at about 8:30 a.m. on a sales job, still doing work that he absolutely loathed just for a paycheck. In addition to not feeling nurtured by his work, his father had suddenly died some months earlier, and with the passing of his father, when he was not traveling for work, he was a caregiver for his elderly mom. His passion and love of writing, which we had spoken about during his series of sessions with me, well, that had completely gone, and his love of international travel had stopped and was only a dream now. He was really in quite a deep depression. In between bouts of his heavy depression, he was lost in a fog of sadness, and he wondered where the assistance would come from, if any, and his energy was at an all-time low. On this particular morning, he prayed to God for some direction and some words of wisdom and guidance to help him. It was too early to make his sales calls, and he was preparing some coffee in his hotel room when his cell phone rang. Early morning calls generally made him feel uneasy, as his father had passed after rising from bed, and his 87-year-old mom's health was failing day by day. When he glanced at his phone and saw that it was my name that came up, he immediately felt his energy shift, as his angel lady, as he calls me, might have some inspired words that he would soon be internalizing. When I asked him how he was, and he told me that he was fighting depression, the channeled angelic messages began to pour forth for him and were just what he needed to hear in that very moment. Upon hearing the angelic messages and feeling the unconditional love and support from the angels, Marty's energy shifted, and he began to feel an overwhelming injection of hope and optimism that was revitalizing him. His angels implored him to include more joy in his life by making some time to nurture and nourish his soul by starting to write again and revisit his projects that held such longing and heartfelt promise that he had started but never finished. He explained to me what he was feeling and said that the empathy and deep concern and love that came from me during our conversation reached directly into his soul and restored him. He felt his spirit soar as our conversation held the answer that he was crying out for. His prayers had been heard and assistance had most definitely arrived. I said I was happy that he was feeling better. And then I shared with him that I thought it was strange when he first tried to contact me that I saw his name come up on my phone. But when I answered it, I could not hear his voice on the phone, even though the time counter was ticking over, showing that there was a connection. Marty was incredulous. He said to me, "Candy, I did not call you." He did not hear my voice because he was not on the phone. The angels were calling for him. Marty later told me that perhaps his heart was hurting so profoundly and the weight of all his worries were just too heavy to carry that his heart cried out so loud in the universe that a response was summoned. His sense of worthiness and deserving was bolstered as he later said to me that maybe an imperfect soul like himself made a smidgen stronger was indeed a worthy cause. His faith and belief were restored that answers to our prayers are especially delivered to help ease our emotional pain. He knows without a shadow of a doubt that we can receive what we need and much more when the angels are calling, but the great listener is that we have to listen. Before we go on to speak more about listening to the angels in our life, let's go to the phone lines. Our first caller is 720-366. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, Candy. This is Ivatar. You tell some of the most. That story, I tell you, that just, and as I'm listening, I'm hoping that everybody else on the line was able to, you know, get what I got from that. Tell such beautiful, beautiful stories.
When I saw, it was so amazing because I was awake, I was still in bed, and when I saw my phone ring and I saw Marty's name come up, I thought, oh, isn't that wonderful? You know, he's calling to give us a holiday wish or something. And then when I clicked on to answer it, I kept on saying, hello, hello, and there was no answer there. Yet the counter kept ticking over, and I thought, this is bizarre. I said, it's showing that it's connected, but there's nobody there. And then I thought to myself, huh. I just hung up and gave him some time to call me back, but I thought, well, I'll give him a call back and see what's up. And then he told me how he was depressed, and I just, after the call, I said, you know, it was really strange. It was really strange, and he said, I didn't call you, Candy. I didn't even butt dial him as my phone was not in my pocket. You know, sometimes we do that, you know, it's in our pocket. It's called butt dialing. It's funny. My phone was there. It was there on the ledge in my hotel room, and I didn't call you. So that was one of the experiences of the angels really calling for us, but we have to listen. So have you experienced, I'm sure you've experienced, you're such an extraordinary lady yourself, wonderful interventions by the angels.
Well, let me tell you about one situation, and that's why I was smiling when you were talking because, okay, I've been looking for a house, and I've been looking at places, and so, you know, I had gone on this one site, and so what happened, this house popped up, and I know I had went through all the houses on this site, and this house popped up, and I said to myself, I know I've looked at all these houses, but this particular one, it popped up. And then the synchronicity was in the numerology. You know, the vibration of the ID code vibrated to 11. The vibration to the actual unit number vibrated to a 3. And the address itself, I think it vibrated to a 13. And I said, wow. And then the other thing that happened, Candy, okay, there was something that I clicked on, and it took me all over the house. I was able to see everything inside this house. Now, today I got an email because, you know, after I did that, I sent an email, a reply and everything, and I tried to go back on there today to do a virtual tour, and I clicked and I clicked and I clicked, and I was not able to see inside the house. And so that's, you know, I said, well, you know, maybe this is the one, you know, because for whatever reason, I'm not allowed to go back in, you know, and maybe just open up just so I could see it so that I could say, well, you know, I'm really interested in this place. but it won't. It was, there's nothing there. There's nothing to click. There's nothing there to click to open anything to actually look at it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I really resonated with what you were saying. I said, wow, because those are the thoughts that came to my mind when I was looking at the synchronicity of the vibrations, because I'm really into, you know, the whole energy of a place, the land, the building, you know, so that it complements who I am, you know, spiritually.
Absolutely. And we are, those of us that have truly transcended our karma and we have really cleared and cleansed ourselves completely inside, we cannot be with anybody or anything or any place that is no longer in 100% alignment with where we are. And a lot of people through the years that have searched for their homes, and they're saying, I've got to find a home, and I've got to, you know, the money has to come in, or this has to, or the divorce has to settle, or whatever, and I have to get up there and find a home quickly. And I said, no, you don't. I said, your home is being held for you, angel, because it's not ready for you yet. Because a lot of times, I've heard that as well. People went on a site for, you know, to connect with and look for their homes. And they said, you know what, I went on that exact site a week later, and that home magically appeared. And I looked at every other home on there, and for some reason I didn't see that home. And then when they called up, they were not only the first person to call up about it, they were the first person that went to see it, and the first person to put their contract in on it, nobody else. It was like the angels were holding everybody back and saying, no, no, this is your home, you need, and everything flowed. Everything flowed.
Oh, my God. That's what I was feeling, Candy. That's what I was feeling. I don't know if the angels can confirm it, but that's exactly what I felt. I really did.
Yep. They're saying they're just making putting all the little dots in a row in order for everything to just fall into place for you. So let's actually pull three cards for Ibitar and see what the Posse of Angels want to tell her and confirm her on this day before Christmas. Have a look. Here we go, the Empress. Oh, they're definitely saying your new home is on the way for you. And you know what number it is? The Empress is a number 3. I love it. And they're smiling. This is such a beautiful card in my deck. This woman is sitting amongst a garden with a crown on her head and being regally on both sides. There's flanked by two eagles. And they're just telling you, just follow the signs, Ibitar. And there are they're also saying that so many of us are going to be finding new locations for us magically in 2014. It's not that there's anything wrong with where we're living now, but it's going to be more in alignment with who we truly are.
Mm-hmm.
The next one is the Page of Wands. This one is often the one that's the messenger of getting our message out there, and they're saying that you will feel so comfortable in this home, and it will make you feel so open, and it will like open new doors for you to express yourself and feel more a part of who you are. And the next card is the Four of Pentacles, and actually there are homes or castles on the back of this card. And four is a strong foundation, a strong, secure foundation. So that they're saying that you watch for that number 3 in 2014 as a stronger foundation, and more security will come to you through the location of your home. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yeah, I just want to say the 13, when you break it down, it's a 4.
Yes. that's so true.
Oh, my God. If that's not confirmation, I don't know what is. Thank you. That's absolutely true.
So have an absolutely beautiful holiday season, and I'm sending lots of love your way, Ibitar.
Thank you. You have a happy holiday, too.
Okay, God bless you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Ivatar. And let's go to our next caller, 720. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hello there. Hi, Candy. How are you?
Hi. I'm very well. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Jill.
Hi, Jill. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Colorado, too, not far from Ivatar.
Oh, okay. That's great. Yeah, well, the people usually swarm together. So do you have a question for the Posse of Angels?
Well, I've been going around looking at different locations for starting up a business, opening up my door. And also I was contemplating about moving to a different location, but further down south, as I feel I'm being led and guided by the angels for everybody who's come across my path and journey is all from down south here in Colorado. So I'm not sure if I have what's in the cards for me for this adventure and so forth.
While I'm shuffling the cards, they're saying that you have picked up what the angels are trying to tell you. Go south, my dear. It's not that things would not work out for you if you stayed where you are, but they're saying that, you know, there's more possibilities and there's more of a flow of ease and grace if you look in the south rather than the north. So yes, they're saying definitely it's in the south where you want to look, where you want to pick up those energies that are sending you there. And this business, does this have to do with anything about you being a metaphysical teacher?
Well, I do. I am a certified holistic health practitioner. I am a CNA, a nurse, mm-hmm. and also I've been a long-time nurse, but a few things, few bumps in the road, and so I went back and I've become a nurse again. And I'm a certified reflexologist, a registered yoga teacher, and a few other things that I'm working on. And I deal with the healing energies as well.
Oh, wonderful.
And so I opened up my business named Healing Handprint and Energy Work.
How beautiful.
I'm very excited about doing what I do. I do what I love from my heart, and I have a passion, and I promised myself that I would always follow my heart and what the angels guide me to do and so forth.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Well, I feel just smiling all around me, and they're like doing a little bit of a wiggle and a dance because they're so happy. They're so happy that you're following this gift, this extraordinary gift. Each one of us has been given a gift inside, and when we're doing what we love doing, then doors seem to magically open for us, and we're guided. We're guided, and if only we could get out of our own ways and just step forward as you're doing now. So, they're also saying, have you taken your energy work into hospitals at all with your nursing background?
Not directly into the hospital. I did do it when I was younger. I became a nurse when I was 16, and now mm-hmm. again at when I had turned 48. I'm now 49, but mm-hmm. I did work within the hospital when I was younger too. And I would like to bring my healing energies into the hospital, but, you know, what people see as credible and not credible, they require certificates for what we have been truly blessed with.
Okay.
So I am trying to honor the certification process, even though I have these abilities. And that way I can come into that hospital.
If you send me your email address, I connected with somebody called, I think his name is William Rand, and he actually has a manual which you can download, which he has used, this is over the last 10 or 20 years, to present to hospitals and show them, you know, the research and all of that from a scientific point of view, to present to, you know, hospital administrators to show them the efficacy of energy healing and Reiki and all of that. So, if you would send me your email address, then I will send you that information. And actually, I've had a number of students over the last 10 years who started out as nurses and were so frustrated with the system, and then I sent them this information, and then they were able to go back to the hospital system and get the energy healing, into the system.
Oh, that's fantastic, because it really does need to be in there. And, they have no idea the infinite possibility.
Exactly.
The amazing that comes from it.
Exactly, because then it's not just about cure, it's about prevention, and it's about working holistically with the body, as you know, and miraculous things come when we work with the divine.
Yeah.
Let's hold the cards for lovely Jill and see what comes out. Oh, wonderful card, the Six of Wands comes out. And this is, as we're talking about you using these extraordinary gifts and talents of yours give them, you know, and apply them to the hospital system. The Six of Wands is the triumph card, is the victory card, is the card that your efforts will be met. Not only you will be fulfilled by this, but they will it will be met triumphantly when you present it. The next, and the Six is the card of balance and joy and harmony. The next card is the Four of Cups, and in relation to the triumph, it's saying that this is interesting. Once you make movement towards moving south, then there will be a gift from God that will be presented to you. They're not saying what this gift is, but they're saying it won't show up until you get there. You know, like as a reward for following the divine,
mm-hmm.
something
mm-hmm.
will open to you when you get down there. I have a feeling it's a connection to do with business, to be able to foster you in your new surroundings. Because every time we honor ourselves, and I'm so big on this next thing, listeners, Jill, myself, anytime I honor myself, I don't care what it is, the universe honors me. Every time, and when I say honor myself, I mean it's honoring the voice of the divine inside of me. No matter how much, how convoluted it is or how bizarre it is or strange, I never try to rationalize and justify the voice of God speaking through my heart. I just know he says jump, and I just say how high. And every time I honor that, and it feels good to me, then even something out of nowhere comes to honor me, and it just happens every single time. So I'm getting such a good feeling, Jill, about you honoring this move to the south. And then you watch how you will be honored with the connection when you get there.
Oh, this is just so exciting.
This card absolutely tops it off. If none of these other cards topped it off, then this third card tops it off, because it's the Three of Pentacles. And the Three of Pentacles is the card that says that you're honoring your dreams, and you will be remunerated for your gifts monetarily, financially, abundantly, materially, for your gifts and your talents and your abilities.
Wow. That really does top it off.
Get ye south.
Get me south now.
So I would absolutely love to know where your journey takes you, but not more importantly, but please do send me that email, and I will send you that information so that you can download it. And then when the timing is right, you will be, you never know. Maybe you will be one of those people like several of my Reiki students who have gone on to work with the administration of various hospitals to be the presenter. Because who better than you, Jill, to present this?
I would absolutely love it. I would absolutely love it.
Because you have experienced the miracle of energy healing and by allowing ourselves to open up for the divine to work in our lives. And there is nobody else that has any more enthusiasm, passion, joy, and absolute wonderment than you to present this. And you're going to do, the Posse of Angels and I are telling you that we're projecting ourselves forward, and we're already seeing you do this incredible job with this.
Bless you. Thank you so much. Oh, absolutely.
I'm so happy for you. I am grinning. I'm like a Cheshire cat. I am so happy. Do send me that email, and I'm sending you so much love. The Posse of Angels want to thank you for the work that you've done for the planet, for yourself, and being of best service to yourself and best service to the planet.
I am the one that is honored to be of service and to have God work through me, and I help provide a service for the people.
Yes, sir.
I give freely of my heart with unconditional love, and I'm very honored.
Once again, for those people, so are you going to still be in Colorado, or are you going to move out of state?
No, I'm still going to be in Colorado.
Okay. Once again, for those people in Colorado, what is the name of your business?
Healing Handprint and Energy Work, LLC. And I have a telephone number of 720-563-7880, and the email for it is healinghandprint@gmail.com.
healinghandprint@gmail.com. Thank you again, sweetheart, and I'm sending you so much love. Take care of yourself.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Candy.
Okay.
I appreciate it, and I will send the email to you.
Okay,
thank
God bless you. Bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you so much once again, Jill, for the beautiful work that you're doing on the planet and going to go on and get that information out into the hospitals where it can do extraordinary amount of good. Let's go to our next phone caller. Thank you so much for holding. It's 646. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hi, Generous Heart Candy. You're beautiful. Merry Christmas. It's Helena. We haven't talked in a while.
Hello, lovely Helena. How are you?
I'm good. I'm wondering about two things. If, you know, it's been told that the angels are closer and there's more of them around at this time.
Yeah.
And wondering if they have a message for me. And I'm also wondering about in the new year, you had said that, you know, we'll maybe make moves and be given new locations to live in. And I'm wondering about a move for me. It's something I've wanted for a while, but it seems money and just other things and bad credit haven't made this very easy to happen.
Okay. You're putting too much emphasis on I will get a house when I have enough money.
It's an apartment in Manhattan, not even owning.
You know, the most miraculous things can happen when we simply let go. When we simply let go of Helena and we say, thank you for this miraculous new home, whatever
mm-hmm.
that home is, an apartment, a condo, or a mansion
mm-hmm.
on the beach, whatever it is, thank you for my new home in 2014. And I love the area it's in, and I love the people who are surrounding it. You have got to take your emphasis off on how this is going to happen.
Okay.
all you can possibly do, and ask, show me the signs, just like our last caller. You know, these three, it's interesting how close we're all coming to these new locations, because the last two callers and you, the subject of their conversation was location.
Mm-hmm.
So that tells me, you know, when clients come with the same concern, when callers and, you know, listeners call in with the same concern, it's because we're all anticipating that new move.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can't get your head wrapped around it, which is sometimes blocking us from seeing the signs, just like Jill said, I'm getting a lot of people, you know, from the south, should I be moving south? And I said, of course. I said, that's why the angels are sending you all of these things. Watch very carefully what the angels are sending you. Because the posse of angels are telling me now that they have been sending you signs, but you have been so worried about how this is all going to happen that you're not in the present moment and you're not listening. You're not being still enough to just let everything else go and see what signs it is that the angels are sending you.
All right.
So that's really, really important. Let's go to the cards and see what we can pick up as for a location for you. Have you, now that we're talking about this, speaking about this, can you think back to anything in particular you might have noticed as to where or?
Well, there's a couple of my friends have been talking about affordable housing. I want to be in Manhattan because I'm an actor, so it's easier for my work. All my friends are in Manhattan. I'm not far from it, but it just doesn't flow being where I'm at.
Okay. You're in New Jersey now, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay. They're showing me a coat, like you're wearing a coat that has become too small. And it was good in the beginning, but it's become too small for you now, and you really do need to move on. And I'm just asking them about Manhattan, and they say, yes. Your energies will blossom. And not only will your energies blossom, but the connections and opportunities that will be most advantageous for you will show up with ease and grace when you do move there. You know, Manhattan is probably one of the most expensive areas on the planet.
Yeah.
But you know what? The reason you are feeling like, yes, I need to move to Manhattan, is that miracles can happen at any time. You know, you can be connected with somebody who knows somebody who you know, has an affordable home. It could be rent control. It could be so many different things that could come up. But in order to be clear, in order for that to come, and you certainly have to let go of the how and open yourself up to miracles happening. Because as far as what the angels, the posse of angels have told me, that in this next year, 2014, is the year of miracles. Everything we've intended in our hearts, every time we've made a prayer, every time we've asked for something, we've been diligent in focusing on what it is that would make our hearts truly sing. These things will start to match. If we're clear and if we've let go of worry, stress, control, anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, and regret, we've transcended karma, then we're clear enough for those things to start manifesting in 2014. Let's go to the cards. Oh, there you go. I love it. The new card, the first card for you is judgment card. And it's not about judgment. The first card is, the judgment card is always about a rebirth. It's about a new phase in your life. It's a restart for you. And they're saying that this will be presented to you. But you've got to follow the signs, Helena. Not the signs that you are pushing for and trying to control, but just be in the present moment and say, please show me the sign so that's so blatantly obvious that I can't miss it.
smacked me in the face with it. You know,
hit
me up the side of the head.
Yeah.
But this sign is a confirmation that you will be moving in 2014, and that something will open up for you, but you have to be open to it. The Seven of Swords can't be any more exact in putting down your burdens, putting down your worries and your burdens. How the hell is this going to happen?
Yeah.
Okay. You are more powerful ever could imagine. You're Goddess Helena. And the more you just put your focus on, I will be, my desires will be met by the divine. The angels have no other agenda but to fulfill your desires, but you have to be clear enough to be able to receive them in the way that God wishes to give to you. And so really lay down those burdens on how it's going to come in. And there's your castle. The Four of Wands shows a castle. And this is you celebrating. There's a beautiful river. There are four wands. And I always call this, you know, the ceremony card. It's like it often happens when you are triumphant, because it's something that you've wished, you've intended, you've worked for. And I'm not talking manually working. I'm talking about holding your focus and attention. So instead of worrying about it, keep projecting yourself and seeing yourself in that lovely apartment or that lovely home in Manhattan. You know, I don't know if you have a particular area in Manhattan that you would like to live in. You know, there's so many cute little areas. But just see yourself walking the street and feeling like you're home. And it's those feelings that that energetically connect with the magic of life.
Yeah, thank you.
So I hope that's been helpful for you, and I'd love to know where more of your journey has taken you. So please keep in contact in 2014.
I will. All the best to you and your husband. Lots of love.
Okay. Lots of love. Take care of yourself, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's go to our next caller, 954. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, Candy. This is James.
Hi. James?
James.
Jane. Oh, Jane. Sorry. Jane, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm well. Where are you calling from?
Florida.
From Florida. I remember many trips as a teenager going down, escaping the northern New York winters and going to Florida. So do you have a question for the posse of angels today?
I'm just wondering I'm just very open to whatever message they have to share with me. The show has just been fantastic so far.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You know, I said to my husband this morning, I said, oh, there's probably so many people running around and still doing last-minute shopping. And I said, I wonder if I'll get any callers today. And it's just been so wonderful, everybody calling in. So let's go to the while I'm shuffling the card, the posse of angels are saying to you, is there any one particular area that you want to ask them about?
I've been working a lot on creating an abundant or a prosperity consciousness, or making room for prosperity to show up. I know that I am it, so it's just been a lot of making room for it to show up.
Yeah, you and everyone else on the planet. The first thing that the posse of angels want to know, that you have not left any stone unturned. You could not have done anything more to hurry the abundance along. And it's been so frustrating for so many of us first wave of light workers, as we've built the foundation, we've answered the calling of God and the angels, we've stepped forward diligently, and yet things have not manifested yet in the way that our heart has intended it to. You know, those doors and opportunities haven't opened yet. And they're saying to you in particular, Jane, that the reason that that's happened for you and everybody else is because it wasn't there weren't enough people on the planet that shifted in order for the collective consciousness of us all to move forward. And they said that's going to immensely change in 2014. And we're going to start to see. We're going to start to see the physical, tangible representation of our intentions and our wishes fulfilled in 2014. So, in other words, they're using this phrase, hold on to your keister. because a lot of us won't know what hit us as things are going to start to unfold very rapidly for us. And the first one that you pick, oh, my gosh, this is such a beautiful card, the Nine of Pentacles. And this lady is standing in a beautiful golden harvest, surrounded herself with the goose, the geese that lay the golden eggs. She's got coins doing at her feet. She's got a falcon, which is a symbol of royalty and money, on her shoulder. And she's just basking in this golden light. And the nine is about that feeling of abundance of finances and material wealth being realized in 2014. The next card, oh, I'm coming to you for a loan. The next card is the star card. It's an eight. The eight is the number of prosperity, riches, and wealth. And this is you being the star of your own show and shining brightly. And they're saying all you have to do is continue to be your radiant, shining, illuminating self. Take your emphasis off the how and when. Allow yourself to shine and watch what, and also with the shining, that there will be the things that have been hidden up to now will be illuminated in 2014. And the next one is the Seven of Pentacles, which is a money card again. And this says all of the seeds you planted up until now will start to ripen, but you have to just give it a little bit more patience, and you'll see in 2014, as it unfolds, more and more abundance will be realized by you. So I hope that's been helpful.
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have an absolutely beautiful holiday, and I look forward to speaking to you again.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Let's go to another caller, 973. Thank you so much for holding. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. What's your name?
My name is Jackie.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New Jersey. I spoke to you before, I guess, a couple of weeks ago.
And so how are you?
I'm okay. I'm trying to remain optimistic. I'm similar to the last caller. I'm waiting to see the things that I desire manifest in my life. I think I've been very patient, steadfast, and determined with, you know, at least keeping it visual in front of me, having hope and trying to do all the right things. So
How much time have you spent playing, having fun, and giggling and laughing?
Well, I didn't spend any time doing that. I'm just starting to realize
I need it. I'm sorry, Jackie. So you know what the universe responds best to?
Mm-hmm.
It responds best to the energy of bliss, of playing, of fun, of laughter, and absolute joy.
Okay?
That the posse of angels are telling, are sharing with you and saying, from now on, take your focus off those things that have not eventuated and put your focus on how joyful and how happy you are, and create and be creative and go out and play and have fun.
Okay.
Because it's this energy that will help manifest the new coming in. Be childlike. Being in that childlike wonder. Let's go to the cards, because I have a few minutes just before the show ends. if you do nothing else, this will create the alchemical energy that will start to bring in more magic in your life.
Okay.
Okay,
and I want that. I want that. I missed that.
I
gave that up a long time ago, and it's and that's really my spirit right there. You know, I'm supposed to enjoy all this. You know, everything.
I know.
Everything.
And enjoy is something that we create. It's not something that you get when you buy something or when something
right.
happens. After that happens, then it dissipates after a while, and we need something to substitute for it or to
okay.
replace it. The first card you got is the Tower card. You must break down everything, all of this analytic thinking, logical, linear mind stuff, rationalizing and justifying how these things are going to happen. You must replace it with playing and having fun. That's where you must break down everything that you've been doing up to now and replace
okay.
it with that joyful, childlike. There's a little Aki inside of you that wants to play and let her loose. Let her loose and play. Knight of Pentacles is that bringing in that more abundant feeling inside of you, and that will not only open doors of joy inside of you, but it will also open doors of financial abundance coming in as well. Because the universe doesn't know the difference between joy and money. You know, it's just like abundance is abundance for them. When those doors are open, then it pours in. And the next one that you're getting is the Two of Cups. Oh, I love this card. Shows two people hugging each other with the angel above them. You need to start partnering with yourself. And that partnering with yourself is the joy that's going to be coming to, the joy and the fun and the playing. So I hope that's been helpful for you today.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Well, take care of yourself. Have a beautiful holiday season.
You too as well. You too
okay.
as well. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Lots of love. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that just about wraps the show up for today. Thank you so much to all my callers. Thank you to the listeners. And it is it's through the eyes of a child that I wish that everyone could see this beautiful holiday season and all the miracles that it's filled with, all the joy, the laughter, the love, and the magic that's all around us every day to see, as long as we clear our vision to see it. Thank you again. Don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you'd like to receive my uplifting, enlightening Angel Healing House newsletter filled with channeled messages from my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, please do email me and send me your request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. To purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and my beautifully professionally recorded guided angel meditation CD entitled Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to the Angel Healing House website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. If you'd like to book your own angel intuitive counseling and Reiki healing session or have an angel reading, please, you can call me on 831-277-3716. This can be done either in person in my Los Angeles office or nationally and internationally using distant healing. And until next time, please do allow your radiant light to shine forth and go out, everyone, and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Take care. Happy holidays again. Love and angel blessings. I'll talk to you again soon. Bye.